dictation for Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Clamp, K-L-U-M-P-P. June 9, 52, addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mrs. Clamp with hypertension, variable, highs and lows, and problems of low sodium concentration comes in company with her daughter. She complains of feeling thirsty all the time for what she drinks, large amount of water. She has significant nocturia 5-6 times, which is chronic. There is prior history of right-sided open kidney surgery, remote 35-40 years ago by Dr. Sanhan, S-A-N-H-A-N. It's not clear, but question related to some kind of obstruction or vesicle ureteral reflux. This dry mouth and thirsty exacerbated when she uses clonidine for severe hypertension, probably no more than 3-4 times a month. She denies any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, or incontinence. There has been some edema lower extremities, but not severe. She denies any chest pain, palpitation, syncope. There has been some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose or gums, no headaches. Has not required any oxygen or CPAP machine or inhalers, nor orthopnea PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, about 10 years. At home has fluctuated from normal 120s over 70s all the way to 200s over 80s. There is a prior evaluation for heart requiring a cardiac cath. There was no narrowing stenosis. This was done because of elevated troponin, atypical chest pain. Apparently there is stenosis on the right carotid artery, but no stroke. They are not aware of heart, congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, or pacemaker. They deny the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. They are not aware of kidney disease. Excuse me, please erase the vein thrombosis. She does have a history of the vein thrombosis, but no pulmonary embolism. For a period of time was on warfarin. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, but does have anemia. Denies liver disease. She's been given iron for deficiency, but never had a colonoscopy or EGD. Denies pneumonia, asthma, kidney stones. Prior trauma to the left hip when she was 12 years old, ran by a tractor, no surgery was done. Next paragraph, surgeries for tubal ligation and some kind of right-sided kidney surgery. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies, penicillin, lisinopril, Lasix, ketorolac, K-E-T-O-R-O-L-A-C. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, some kind of problem, kidney stone on her daughter. Next paragraph, medications include amlodipine, aspirin, Lipitor, Plavix, Losartan, Prilosec, and combination of HCTC, triamterene, T-R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E-N-E. I want to mention that the clonidine is only a few times a month. The Losartan is a relative new medication for the last few months, only if the blood pressure is quite high. Otherwise, the regular blood pressure is the Norvasc and diuretics. She denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. on physical exam, her weight is 180, 66 inches tall. She appears to me with some developmental disability. Blood pressure on the left side, 122/70. On the right side, after she settled down, 132/70. Standing, 142/68 on the right. No respiratory distress, non-focal, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, normal pupils and eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no significant murmurs or pericardial rap gallop, no palpable liver spleen, no ascites masses, minimal edema, good peripheral pulses, no gangrene or decubitide, no gross focal deficit, no resting tremors or intention, no rigidity. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, there is a normal thyroid studies. Normal kidney function. Low sodium has fluctuated in the upper 120s, lower 130s. Normal potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin liver function test, glucose in the lower 100s. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells, no bacteria. Urine osmolality was less than 300 at 158. There has been anemia around 11 with a normal white blood cell platelets, prior low iron saturation. No ferritin was done. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. In terms of hypertension, there is a strong white coat hypertension. She was quite high by nurse when she 163 over 90. As she settled down, blood pressure appears to be well controlled without evidence of postural blood changes. I think present regimen of amlodipine, HCTC, could be continued, but I do not believe she needs clonidine, which is exacerbating her problems of dry mouth. I don't believe she needs also losartan. I think we need to do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor to document how frequent episodes of high, normal, or low blood pressure during the day and at night. Please notice that there is no evidence of end organ damage. There has been normal kidney function, no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. Prior echocardiogram, no left ventricular hypertrophy. She does have normal ejection fraction, pradiocardial cuff, small arteries, but no stenosis or atherosclerosis. Next number, her hyponatremia, to some extent related to ACTC, but I think the major component is the increase of fluid intake, and that goes with the low urine osmolality, less than 300. Probably a component of primary polydipsia. We need to avoid the clonidine, which is exacerbating the problem of dry mouth. Next number, prior right kidney surgery. Is not clear to me what involves in any regards. She has no symptoms of urinary tract infection, and there is normal kidney function. If persistent hypertension at home, we might update imaging and potential renal artery stenosis, although I favor a strong component of anxiety or stress exacerbating high blood pressure, and you might consider management for anxiety medications. Next number, I notice a component of developmental disability. I do not know details. She is, however, functional and has a good social support. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and the doctor. I will be glad to follow once we have results of the 24-hour blood pressure monitor, as well as monitoring sodium concentration over time. End of dictation.